Whether it's financial security, a free vacation home, time for traveling, more quality time with the family, or even early retirement, whatever you choose to do with the income and benefits that come with successfully investing in short-term rentals, you know that it's certainly life-changing. This podcast will help guide and support you on your journey to five-star STR success.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Hope you're all doing well. Looks like I don't have anybody showing up on here, but I did want to come on here. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about basically showing people your authority so that they would come in and work with you, partner with you if you are out of funds. I'm just going to share with you some experiences. If somebody pops on, great. If you see this later, then that's fine too. I'm going to share with you some experiences that I think would be beneficial for you and beneficial for you to hear so that you can understand where I'm coming from. So first and foremost, I've been in real estate for 20 years. You guys know that. When we didn't have social media back before 2008, I got into the business in like 2002 or so. I was a realtor and I started flipping and I started buying long-term rentals. I had to bump shoulders with industry experts that I did know and didn't know. So I sought out, because I wanted to be an investor to begin with, I sought out a person in my area, in my regional area, who was the baddest, wisest person out there. So I got my license. I went to work for a brokerage that I did not care for personally. And essentially, I realized that it wasn't going to get me anywhere but being a career agent. And I knew that I wanted to flip homes and to buy rentals. So I found out that there was two brothers in the neighboring city who had a brokerage, a small mom and pop, even though they were both pops, had mom and pop shop set up. And I found out that they were investors and I got involved with those guys. I put my license there. So I put my license there on purpose. I held my license with this brokerage firm and in turn to be around that sphere of influence. So think about it like this. If you don't have authority in your space yet, you need to create authority. And the way to create authority is to get familiar with the language, to get familiar with the type of business that you're wanting to be a part of. And you need to get involved with that industry space. Just like you guys are here in this group, you're in my group, you're in other groups. And I would recommend that you go to any kind of seminars that come up. I would recommend that you go to real estate, like investment groups, like REIT groups set up. I would recommend that you get involved with people. And there's nothing better than getting in a room with people who are kind of influential. And getting in a room with people who are influential, it's that's going to be something that actually gets you to the point where if you get in these rooms, I think it's going to get you to the point where you start collaborating with people and start hanging out. So even here recently, this is something I was doing before 2008. I was getting into these rooms. We didn't have social media. Proximity, it was harder to be around, but I sought out these rooms and being in this brokerage with these two brothers, I asked them if they could help me flip houses and acquire long-term rentals. And they said, yes. A lot of people really want to help you and a lot of people won't charge you to help them if it's not overbearing. So the goal is that you need to get involved in these rooms and to get around people who are very, very like-minded and kindred in spirit. And that's the thing. You gotta get around these people. For me, it was getting into that brokerage with other people who were flipping houses and buying long-term rentals back in the day. It wasn't all about being a realtor or a real estate agent. So I think that's something that I highly recommend doing, getting into the right rooms, whether you pay or whether you don't, getting into those rooms. And then if you do pay for the rooms the best that your money can afford, because that's going to give you external perspectives. It's going to give you a different mindset, and getting around those people will push you and help you with that accountability. The other thing that I want to talk about is we're talking about how to expand your authority. We're going back to like 2 weeks ago where I was teaching on like how to partner with people and things like that. You want to go in and become an authority. You need to show social proof. Now we're talking about post social media era. You need to show social proof. So when I was a realtor and social media was starting to come up, I'd already had a couple of years, but obviously now I remember back in 2008, Facebook came up and I'm like, what the heck is this Facebook? I didn't want nothing part of it. I don't want people to see what I'm doing. I just lost everything. But I went to the point where I realized that it was beneficial in connecting, and I've never looked back. And if you would go all the way back to my back history on my Facebook page, which was the original social media I used, we'll forget about MySpace, but I would go in and post pictures. I would talk a little bit about what I'm doing in real estate. I would show my family photos and things like that. So the goal is now you want to be omnipresent. Now you want to be omnipresent all over social media. You want to make sure that, somebody is messaging me and it is messing my train of thought up. Let me close out Facebook. This is craziness. I don't know why it's making noise. Anyway, hopefully they won't keep dinging me, and they're going to keep dinging me. Oh, well. Oh my gosh, lady. All right, I'm going to just close that out. Hopefully that doesn't mess you up. All right. So social proof. What you want to do with social proof is build your authority. If you want partnerships, you are out of money, or you're running out of money, or you want to grow beyond your money, they need to see that you have a track record. And like I told you guys before, having a track record, getting involved with people who are doing things in the industry is great. But you also want to partner with people if you don't have that kind of affluence. And if you don't have the affluence enough to partner with people, you need to show that social proof. So it's all about building authority. So your goal is to be omnipresent. And, you know, whether you're on TikTok, whether you're on Instagram, whether you're on Facebook, I don't use LinkedIn, but I hear it's a really good one. LinkedIn, I'm not in the professional world, so I don't really feel like it's a desire of mine to use it. But I would go in and post omnipresent, meaning everywhere. Take your medium of choice and post your content, and then post the same thing at these other platforms. So if you go to my social medias, specifically as of late, I'm pushing all my videos on Instagram first, but then you'll see those same videos on my professional Facebook page. You'll see it on my Twitter. You'll see it on TikTok and whatever else we use all across Instagram and Reels. Everything that we post on one medium goes to the other medium. My picture is the same on every single page, except for my personal Facebook page. I finally put my family up. But all my business pages are the same profile picture. And I, for the most part, have the same name. I couldn't get the same name on one of them, but I've got Brandon G. Thompson all across the board. So you want to have the same name so it's easier to find you, and you want to have the same content going up every time you post. Omnipresent all across all platforms. Don't mix it up. Even if it's Twitter and it's a small little like blurb, a tweet, make sure that shit goes all across all of the other platforms too, as much as possible accordingly. So I think it's very wise to have that same feel, that smell it, touch it, taste it, kind of feel all across all platforms. And the reason why is because people want to see that you're not just kind of being a fool on TikTok. And you're like, you know, I'm almost 40. I have no need to be dancing and pointing. And I've done that in the past, but I have no need to be dancing and pointing. But what I do need to do is talk and educate people on short-term rentals, because when I raise my fund here in a few weeks for some development thing I'm going to do, I'm going to be pushing out content that's trying to drive people to put money into my fund. So the goal is to utilize and monetize my social media all across platform. So let's just say Ruth, she jumps on here a lot. I'm gonna pick on her. So when you watch this, Ruth, you're in corporate America, and you may not be able to post as much as I do, but and it may could get you fired. So I can understand that. But at the end of the day, if you have a corporate job and you can't go as crazy as I can with putting out content all day long, I would still talk about your rental from time to time. So show social proof. This month we did exceedingly well in our condo in Panama City. It's been a dream of mine and my husband's for so long to have this property. We made $8,000 this month. It was equivalent to mine and his income of 1 month. I don't know what your income is, but equivalent to mine and his income of 1 month. And I just made that. So we doubled our income this month. God is good. Something like that. So showing social proof online and getting people to comment and then engaging with those comments shows a long track record, and then that's good. So you want to do those business posts that may be more like trying to get people to engage with you. So on mine, specifically earlier this year, I was really, really going after. I would post I would post something about what's on my mind one day, and I would mix these posts up. I would post something about what's on my mind, and then the other thing might be like, oh, this is something about business, about short-term rentals. Another thing might be, hey, this is me and my family. We're eating out. We're doing something like that. The whole goal, I'll be honest with you, if it did not monetize me or help me build up relationships and my networking, I could give two shits about social media. I hate it. I don't like it. And I don't even want to be on it, to be honest with you. But I do know the value of having my crap out in the world. And if people want to do business with me, they're going to look me up. And if I'm not on social media, they're most likely not going to trust me. So they're going to go to my page. They're going to see that I'm a family man. They're going to see that I know what I'm doing and that I've created curated content all across the board. And then if they want to look me up from Facebook to Instagram or YouTube, all those same videos, you can only do videos on YouTube. All those same videos are all across the board. We're not just throwing junk out here and there and confusing my audience. We are giving them the same content all across the board. And of course, some places you can put text and copy versus videos. And then some places you can do graphics versus videos and so on. But I think it's very, very important to mix that up and curate your content and be omnipresent all day long. And then if you want to do the Gary Vee thing, 2 to 3 posts a day is probably good. He says to go all day long, jab, jab, right hook. And basically what that means is you're giving free content. You're giving free content. Eventually you're giving so much content for free. Eventually you're going to give that right hook, which is your ask. So for some of you guys that are putting content out about your life, you and your husband or you and your wife, you're putting some pictures or telling some stories about you and your kids and your family and what you're doing. The next thing might be about a short-term rental, or maybe you're driving to go look for your first short-term rental in Texas, and or the next post might be like something that's on your mind. So you're showing people, you're mixing it up. So you're showing people that you are relatable, and you're showing people that you know you're not just business is what I mean. So you're relatable, you're a human, you have other desires than business. You love your family. You like to go eat out. You show people what you're doing. You're relatable. And that's the key. Most people don't want to just invest people into somebody that's just business, business, business. They want to invest in people that they trust as an authority, but they also think that they're well-rounded all across the board. So the more social proof you put up and putting that authority out there in the space with a business post and things like that, will not be well-rounded until you complete it with a full circle of showing you and your family or this or that. Even if you're single, showing that you're going out, you're hanging out with your friends, you're going out, hanging out and eating, you're exercising, you're doing stuff like that. There is a meticulous, there is meticulousness in my posting, and I do it with the intent to market. So I'm marketing actually with the intent to sell. I'm doing these jabs, 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 and then eventually I'm gonna do my right hook. So when I have a post coming up, then you know I've got an offer, then people will subscribe. So in my Facebook group, you guys are in my private Facebook group, but in my public Facebook group, Chris and I are working on content like a document library and a community engagement space, and we're gonna have our own app and our own desktop place and things like that. But I'm not gonna come out and just sell it. I'm going to give this free content, this short form content, record my podcast in there, get people engaged. They're listening to my stories. They are hearing things that are on my mind. You know, the 7 days a week, lives are strategically planned by me to jab, jab, jab. And then eventually sometime in October, we're going to have our junk complete, and then we're going to have an offer, and it's probably going to be around $20 to $30 a month. And they're going to have a place where they can engage with like-minded people and a space where they can see longer form lives. And then also they're going to have a place where they can have a dill tank. And then they're going to have a place for a document library, including the $5,000 lease that I have paid for with my attorney. Now, I didn't get from somebody else, my spreadsheets and all that. They're going to have access to that all in one sitting, kind of like you do, like you guys do, minus my mentorship or group coaching. But they're going to have all of that in one sitting for a low, low price. But But if I come out and I don't build my authority in the space, I've got a lot of new people in that group. I've got to go in and post. And it's that jab, jab, jab. Finally, I get that right hook with that ask and that offer. And then people finally sign up. So where I'm going to bring it back to you guys is you got to show social proof. If you don't have the money and you are trying to get more property and scale, even a hard money lender is going to look you up. Yes, if you got a good deal, money will follow. But the more social proof you have, showing that you have experience or at least the intellect and the know-how, the better terms you're going to get. So it's very important for you to be posting. And I understand people with jobs in corporate America, and that could be very hairy, but post as much as you can where it can't get you in trouble to show your social proof in authority in this space of real estate. And for you guys at short-term rentals, show people what you're doing, and then the rest will follow. That's your jab, jab, jab. Your right hook is when you finally go out and have that deal. You underwrote a deal, even with these rising rates. You underwrote 100 deals. You found one good deal, and my gosh, you're $60,000 short for a down payment. What do you do? Well, if it's that good of a deal, somebody like me may be interested in putting up the capital to go into a JV with you. Somebody might be interested in putting in the whole down payment and staging cost and do a 50-50 JV with you. You manage it. We put up our money and we split everything after expenses, and the cash flow is 50-50. And then we own it together 50-50. You can refinance it out, pay me off 50% of the upside. Now you own it free and clear one day, et cetera. So that's some of the stuff that you can set up, but we're not going to do it if we don't trust you. And we're not going to do it if we don't see that you have some know-how in the space. And we're not going to do it if we're scared of you and we don't know who you are. So people need to know who you are. Even if you haven't done it, you have the intellect and you've been around and you've got the education. You're spitting off the terms that make you smart and informed. And it makes somebody like me that wants to put some capital and disperse it to have some better revenue and to make a better cash on cash return on investment, have a little skin in the game and equity to invest in somebody. So that's kind of what I wanted to come on here to talk to you guys about. I think branding and putting social media content, regardless if you hate it like me, you have to do it in today's time if you want to get ahead in today's time. Unless you've been in corporate America, I did have a friend, I'll end up with this. I did have a friend the other day. I sat down for lunch and it was Monday, and he's probably worth about $50 million. And he was telling me, Brandon, look, why are you posting all this stuff and this and that? Like, I see what you're doing, but it's like, it's crazy. It doesn't make sense. I'm like, I'm doing it marketing for the intent to sell. I'm not doing this just to do it. I'm doing it on purpose. And even though it might look like it could be all over the place, I'm posting about my food. I'm posting about my fitness regime. I'm hanging out with my wife in North Georgia. I'm kicking the ball with my dog. If you watch my Instagram stories, this, that, and the other, it shows that I'm a well-rounded person. And then when I do have an ask, people look me up, I can do business with them and they will want to do business with me. And they will see that I've been on the magazine of a cover of a magazine. They'll see all this stuff. They'll see that I know what I'm doing, regardless of if I do know what I'm doing. So that's what I wanted to come on here and talk to you guys about. I think it's very important to do your social media posting, to be omnipresent, to post 2 to 3 times a day, and to build your authority while you are looking for your deals. And hopefully you can do your deals on your own and you don't have to have partners involved and things like that. But eventually you're going to want to use hard money lenders for burr strategy. Eventually you're going to want to scale when you run out of money. That's where I'm at. I've got enough money to feel safe in the bank, but I am out of cash. Well, guess what? I've built enough social media authority over the years. I got people reaching out to me wanting to place deals if I ever want to do JV partnerships with them. I've never asked. So that came to me. And also my hard money lender, because I've done enough business with him and he knows what I'm doing. And I talked to him about, that's another part of social media authority. He can look me up, but also I've had conversations with him about how successful my short-term rentals are. He's like, Brandon, go buy the land. Go pick out some land. We'll build some A-frames together or some luxury tree houses. I will go do about 3 or 4 of them. We'll fill it out. And if they do really well, then we'll go do more. But his pitch to me was buy the land, or not buy the land, but find the land, contract it. I'll buy it, he said. And then we'll go and get some architectural plans together and we will construct the property. And then once we're done, we can put it in-house with my management, charge a management fee, and pay the bills, and whatever was left over, we'd cash flow it 50-50, and then I would have, we both have 50-50 equity in it. That's just me talking to him over the years about what I love doing. And I didn't have to do anything more than that. They're coming to me now. That's what it takes. You have to be on social media all day long, every day, all across the board. Some days I might skip, but five, at least 6 days a week, most likely I'm on. Even in my public group, I've missed a couple of live this week. I've gotten exhausted. I can't do it. You know, I am an introvert, and I don't really, when I'm in big rooms, I get really, really clammy. I'm an extrovert by trade, but I really at heart, I'm an introvert. I do like people, but I don't like being around a lot of people for a long time. And I like to go into these, I'd rather be in smaller setting rooms and this and that. So with that said, I know myself, and I really don't like the spotlight on me all the time, but I know it's necessary evil. It's like flying. If you want to go to Europe, you're not going to freaking go take a raft all across the ocean. You're going to do the necessary evil, which is flying for me. Necessary evil of social media if I want to grow. And that's kind of where I'm at. So I hope this makes sense, everybody. I hope this make sense for you guys. And I want to challenge you guys to build that space, build that authority, even if you're not, even if you hate social media like me. Just put some content out, even if it's one post a day. Start with one if you're not doing it. And just build that branding and that authority. Even if you have the money now, there's only be a time when you run out of money like myself. And you can only grow with friends and or hard money lenders and things like that, equity partners. So it's going to be a point where you're going to need this in the kitty anyways. So you might as well start now versus later. Alrighty. Jessica, I see you're on. I don't know if you can talk, if you're at work or whatever, but if you...
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I'm here getting the kids great. Ready to drop them off at school. Jonathan's here too.
Hey.
Oh, sweet, sweet. Cool. Yeah, glad you guys jumped on. There you are.
Yeah.
I didn't, I was going to talk about this today, and I didn't have anybody jump on originally. So I'm like, well, we'll just go into it. And you guys jumped on like 2 minutes into it. So that's good.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing a lot of social media branding and posting and building your authority on the space?
Not exactly, but after what you said, I'm kind of in agreement with you. Like, I don't really like it much, but you know.
Yeah.
The problem is that, like you said, after we get the first one rolling, or first, you know, two or three, and starts becoming kind of ramping up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's needed. I'm finally hit that wall myself. I'm like, I can't go buy just anything anymore. I've got to bring in partners or private capital. And thankfully, I've got a great track record. But if I was to start all over again, this is what I would do. And I'm still doing it, because even though I've got a great track record, you know, market starts tightening up and things like that, people are only going to want to lend to people that know what the hell they're doing. So I think the quantitative tightening will squeeze on the people that don't have authority or social media proof, and people like me that do, they will lend to. So build your authority as often as you can. And that goes for all of you guys watching this later. I know there's every one of you watch it. I get random texts and messages afterwards, like several days later after we do these. So if you're not doing this, do this. I promise you, it sucks, but in the long run, it's worth it.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, as we're looking at lenders and stuff, kind of for us, you know, we were just discussing this morning, making sure we mentioned that we had multifamily properties before, even as we apply for STR loans, so they know we're not new to real estate or having investment properties.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I do that. Post about some of your old deals. Man, I'm just looking through my, maybe a post could be like, I was just looking through my camera. We bought this property, this duplex, like 2 years ago, and it's gave me like a 15% cash on cash return on investment. Might have been more, but you know, I'm so grateful that I invested in real estate way back then. And you're not trying to sell anything, but it's just like letting the people that follow you, your friends, your neighbors, your family. Oh, wow, good for you. Might get some people like jealous, but you know, it's like, you know, you're slowly building that space. What I'm building up to is what you guys just heard. And then I'm also building out a fund. I decided not to do the short-term rental opportunity fund. I'm going back to the basics. I felt like I had a word from the Lord given to me through my friend. And he sat down with me. He's like, why don't you just go enjoy your work and do what you're good at and make money? So we're going to be doing development local here in West Georgia and in North Georgia, build a rent, build a sell, and so on. So I'm getting ready to build my fund out, which we will also look at STR opportunities. But I trade, I've done long-term rentals, short-term rentals, flipping. We're doing some commercial mixed use, multifamily development, all that stuff. So we're going to be doing everything with the fund. And I think that feels more safer anyways for people anyways, going into a unlikely, uncertain economy. So I'm going to start branding more full throttle, full centered around that stuff. Cause maybe in a couple months I'll have my fund ready. And actually I gotta go talk to legal here in about 3 minutes. So
yeah, good. I've got a call coming at 8:32.
Yeah, we're going to watch and see how you do it from step one. So this way, when we get to your level, maybe we can turn it around and build a fund as well. We'll see how it goes, huh?
Yeah. We're, it's funny. We decided to, my wife and I decided to push our wine trip to the fall. To the spring. We're like, this is rushed. I don't feel like we want to pull it together right now. Thankfully, nobody bought. I had about 4 or 5 people ready to go in and jump in. I'm like, hey, we're going to push it to the spring. We're like, we're going to do that Gary Keller thing. Like, do that one thing. We're going to work on our fund. We're going to get this product released into our group, and then we're going to keep building from there. So
that kind of would work out better for us. So that's good news for everybody.
Yeah. Instead of the fall leaves, changing colors, we're going to see the spring leaves bloom. We're going to pick some dates and show that later. But yeah, guys, I'm going to run. But good seeing you guys.
Good seeing you.
If you want to get on a call privately together soon, and we can make something work since we ain't chatted yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, have a good day.
All right. You too. See ya.
Bye. Bye.